Mishnah starts off. Sukkah shehi gevoya lamalam yesrim amma. If the sukkah is higher than 20 yamas tall. Now the Loshon sukkah here means the schach. Usually what Rashi says, the schach is called the sukkah. If the schach is higher than 20 yamas tall, high, it's psula. Rabbi Yehuda Mash, Rabbi Yehuda holds no, still the sukkah is kosher. So Rashi says, Megvor Meforesh Puktayu. The Gemara will explain what's the machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin. If the schach is lamala mechof amma. Now lamala here means, the Gemara in Erevin says, it means the halal. In other words, the air, the space between the floor and the beginning of the schach has to be more than 20 yamas. If it's exactly 20 yamas, it's still kosher. If the space from the floor until the schach is more than 20 yamas, then that schach is possible. B'she'ena gevoya asara tfachim. If the schach is not more than 10 tfachim off the ground, also it's psula. It's not right to live there. B'she'en lo sholosh tefanis. If it doesn't have three walls, also the mikveh is the sukkah is possible. If you have more ham, more sun, then you have shade, also psula. The sukkah is possible. So Rashi learns, sholosh tefanos, nami b'gemara yalaflu. We learn it out from sukkim, how we know the sukkah has to have at least three walls. And if you don't have three walls, the sukkah is possible. V'shechamosam ruba mitzulsam, if you have more sun, then you have shade, the sukkah is possible. So Rashi, Achidish, Rashi learns, hamuit, the little bit shade that you have, little bit sail, is bottle bereiv. It's bottle bereiv. Barehu kimi sheino. It's as if you have no sail, no shade at all. Therefore, there's like no schach. Rashi says, "V'yal shem haschach kruya sukkah." What does the shem sukkah mean here? It doesn't mean the walls. It means the schach. Al shem the schach, and the side of the schach here that has to make sail. That has to make shade. So, because of the shade that we have, that's why it's called the sukkah. Now the kashra in this Rashi, all the Achareinim asked, the Rishonim even asked, like how does it have to be bottle bereiv? Pasuk Rashi means the little bit shade that you have is bottle bereiv, the little bit schach that you have is bottle bereiv with the sun. So chura, how could it be bottle bereiv? You see the schach, like you have two or three beams there. True, most of it is open, therefore there's more sun coming in than there is shade, but I call upon them, you have schach there, there are beams there. So how could you say it's bottle bereiv? Bata b'raiv only applies something we don't know, we don't see it, we say it's bata b'raiv. But if it's nikkur, you see clearly the beams are still there, how can you say it's bata b'raiv? So the Ran explains a little bit here that we're not talking about on top of the tzach, we're talking about on the floor. Because we'll see later on in the Gemara says even if on top it's 50-50, let's say you have one beam there 5 inches, then you have a space 5 inches, then another beam 5 inches, another space 5 inches. If on top it's machza, still the schach is possible. You know why? Because on the floor, you're going to have more sun than you'll have shade. So the Gemara says, we don't look how it is on top, we look how it is on bottom. In other words, the yisod of the schach is, it has to make tzel, it has to make shade. So we have to look on the floor to see how much shade is in the sukkah. So in a case when we have on the floor more sun than we have shade, so really the shade is not a double shade by mamish. It's not anything you could touch. It's like nothing, the shade. So therefore, that's Rashi's lashon. It's like bottle bereiv. As if to say that shade on the bottom doesn't have a shade, because most of it is sun. And some want to say Rashi even means the yisod of ruba kakula. There's another yisod, ruba kakula. If you have most of it, when you want to know a space, an area, like Hilchos Mechitza we have like that. If you have 10 feet, and let's say you have a mechitza there, 6 feet, the lacher is the mechitza helps for the whole place. Because we say ruba kakula. If you have rover this 10 amos, rover this 10 feet, has the mechitza there, 6 feet, has the mechitza, so it helps for the whole space, because ruba kakula. If rover of the area has the mechitza, it's considered like the whole thing has the mechitza. See also, if on the bottom, rover of this space here has sun, it's considered like the whole thing is sunny. And therefore, it's like bottle the same shade, so you don't have any shade at all. That's why the sukkah is possible. In other words, you say the schach is, you have to have shade here. Shade means on the bottom you have to at least have 50-50% shade on the bottom. That means on top you have more tzel, you have more schach than you have openings. But if on the bottom there's more sun than shade, then we say that small part of the shade is like bottle, it's not considered there, so it has no schach at all. Alright, we'll see more about this in the Gemara. So the Gemara. Tanan Hosim, learn the Masechta Ervin, Movui Shu Gavoya Meyeskim Amma. If you have a movui is usually a street, a side street, that's open, that has mechitzas on three sides, and the fourth side is open. So with Rabbonin, you have to make a heker on the fourth side. Either you put a lechi, a beam going straight up, or else you put a kura, a beam going across on the entrance of the Mavi, you have to have a kura going across. Now the locker is, how high could that kura going across the entrance be? So in Erevin we learned that Mavi should gavoyam yeser mamah. If the kura is higher than 20 yamas high, is yamayit. You have to bring it down. But if it's still higher than 20 yamas, it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda Raima ain't a tzorich. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, like it says in our Mishnah, ain't a tzorich. Even though the kura is more than 20 yamas high, still it's kosher. That's the locker there by Mavi. For the Gemara, Maishin Gabi Sukkah, the Tani Psula. How come in our Mishnah it only says Loshem Psula? If the Schach is Lamala, Mieschem Amo, it's Psula, that's all. Oh, Maishin Gabi Mavi, the Tani Takantum. By Mavi, it doesn't only say if it's more than 20 yamas high, the kura. It's Psula, but there it says a Takon, it says what you should do about it. It says Yemayit. It says, you know, if you put it up too high, bring it down. So how come there in Erevin explains that the Takonic says what you should do? And here, by Sukkah, it only says Psula, it doesn't go to explain how you should fix it. So Gemara says two Terutzim. Sukkah d'Araisa, Toni Psula. Sukkah, now in Mishnah we're talking about a mitzvah d'Araisa, you have to have a Sukkah, you have to have Tzchach. And when you have Lamala Mechof, it's Possum d'Araisa. So since it's Possum d'Araisa, Toni Psula, it's possible for the Mishnah to say Psula. Like Rashi says, Toni Psula means Shayach Lemisni Bei Loshem Possel, Kleimar, Leinasis Ketoro Kalachem. You did not do it the way you were supposed to. Now, how are you supposed to do it? The Torah said how you're supposed to do it. It's like before we learned the Mishnayasin, we know already what the Torah said to make a Sukkah. So now the Mishnah can come along and tell us, you did not do the way the Torah told you to do it. So it's possible to say Loshen Psula. Ma'ashen kein Movui by Lachas of Ervin, the Rabbonin, there is only the Rabbonin. Because midi raisa, when you have three walls, three mechitzas around you, you're allowed to carry in there. Even though it's a machlokes rishonim, some shittas learn that even a rishus hayochid midi raisa is enough with just three walls around you. The Rambam shittim is no. You need four walls around you to make it a rishus hayochid. But that's only to give it a din rishus hayochid midi raisa. Like if you carry from rishus harabim into rishus hayochid, the only chayv of that rishus hayochid has four walls around it. Let's say that Rosh Hashanah only has three walls around it. If you carry from right outside the Rosh Hashanah into it, according to the Rambam, you're potter. But you're potter because it's not called the Rosh Hashanah. But the Rambam is moidah, though, that midiraisa, you are allowed to carry in that area. Let's say you have a big area that has three walls around it. Midiraisa, inside those three walls, it's not called the Rosh Hashanah, though. It's not a Rosh Hashanah, but it's not a Rosh Hashanah either. Therefore, midiraisa, you are allowed to carry inside those three walls. So here's a Mavi. Is like a side road that has three walls, and all along it has chatserim, and it has houses. So the houses are all along the three corners, like three walls to it. So it's only open on the fourth side. So therefore, midiraisa, you're allowed to carry inside the movi. So movi derabonin toni takanta by a movi that if you put the kura lamala mechof, it's only possum midirabonin. So therefore, the mishnah over there says the takon. It says how to fix it up. So Rashi explains. Movui, the kulim mid rabbonin, the midiraisa sagilov is shalosh mechitzas. Midiraisa, you're allowed to carry as long as you have three mechitzas around you. Via nesorach lekoyr is duelam mid rabbonin. You only have to have the kur with this beam going straight across the top of the entrance mid rabbonin. Therefore, Tony Takanta, it says, watch how you do to fix it up. The lo shayach le misli boloshim psul. It's not shayach for our the Mishnah the Erev to say it's possible. The man posel koydim shenishtus Mishnah zu. What do you mean it's possible? Who said it's possible? Midiraisa, you don't need a kairu altogether. It's only midirabonin that you have to have a kairu. Who's teaching us what the rabbonin said? The Mishnah is teaching us. So the Mishnah can't just say psula, like we don't know it's possible before this. Harehi tchila sarosu mitzvosin. That Mishnah in Erevin is the first place that is teaching us the halachas of an Erev. Therefore, it can't just say psula, it has to say the takon, it has to say how to fix it up. Therefore, the Mishnah there says that if you have your kairu, lomale, mechofam, you know what you have to do? Bring it down, lower it down. That's what you have to do. This is one teretz. The boy is saying another teretz is no. Via the Araisa, nami toni takanta. Really, on mitzvahs the Araisa, it's possible for Mishnah to say a takona. Therefore, we have a question. Why didn't our Mishnah say here that Sukkah, Shigavoy, Lamala, Meyeser, Mama, should have said Yemayit? Why does the Mishnah just say Psula? Why didn't it say how to fix it up? Trash, the boy is saying with the Araisa, nami, Shayach, Lameyma, takanta. And on mitzvah the Araisa also, you can afford to say how you're supposed to fix it up. So then, why didn't the Mishnah say to fix it up, lower it? Miu, Sukkah, Dinafisha, Milsa, there's a lot of halachas now, Mishnah, Posik Vatani Psula. Therefore, the Mishnah Stam wants to say it's possible. Ma'ashen Kein Movui, the Loi Nofish Milay, But here the halacha of the keres, talking about just one halacha, that if the keres lamala mechav, it's possum. So instead of saying possum, it explains it already, how you fix it up, bring it down. Toni takanta. There the kerfua to say how you fix it up. So Drashi, sukkah the nefisha milsom, v'yein daimatak nesayim zulazu. Like the Mishnah says, a lot of different things that are possible here. And if the Mishnah will go to explain how you fix up each one, it'll take a long time. V'tzorach l'shanes haloshin. You have to say different words. L'chol takonah v'takonah. Each way to fix it up is a whole different story. V'goyim v'gvoya yamayim. The first Mishnah part that says it's possible is too high, it says you fix it up, lower it. U'gesheinu gvoya, when it's not so high, it's less than 10 tefachim high, you have to say yagbiyah. Can't say the same lashon yamayit. You have to say bring it up. V'shein l'sholosh nefanes yasala. You have to say you have to make a third rule. V'shechamos ruba yaisas chach. You have to say the eitzer is put more chach on top of your sukkah. Hilkach posuk v'toni psulim. Therefore, the Mishnah wants to say a short lashon. You should know it's possible. The moslech minul kula v'hach psula. You can put everything together in one word that it's all possible. The kain malon that yishan odel metalmida derek tzora. We have the Gemara in Pesachim, it's always good to teach in a short lashon. In other words, short and sharp will understand you and he'll remember it. But if you start to elaborate too much, he'll forget it. So it's always better to say something short. Therefore, the Mishnah would rather just say psula, even though really it could have explained the ways to fix it, but it'll take too long, so it just says psula. Weiter. Yeah. The Rashi says, "Mavid loy nafesh mili b'yais the Mishnah." That Mishnah that only talks about one thing. It's just saying if the curve is too high, so there's one way to fix it. Just lower it. That's why the Mishnah says it. Now the Gemara says, "Minohan mili." How do we know Pshan now Mishnah according to the Tanakam at least that if the sukkah, if the schach is higher than 20 yamas off the ground, it's possible? How do we know that? So there's a lot of different shortim here. First, Omar Rabba. Rabba says like this: the Yomar Kro, the Pasuk says, Laman yedu derasechem. Everybody, all the generation should know. Ki ba'asukas ha'ishafi es b'nei Yisrael. That poshut pshan the pasuk is that Hashem wants us to remember the Indian when Klai Yisrael was in the midbar, we lived in sukkas there. We had the Ananiya covered on top of us. So to remember the Ananiya covered that we lived in the midbar, we're supposed to make a sukkah. But we dash it now that it means to say, like Rashi says, Laman yedu. What dashing means to say, say sukkah, make a sukkah, sheyishivosa nikeres l'chor. That when you're sitting in the sukkah, you could realize, you could see the schach. The chsib with dashing yedu. Ki basukkah sashavti means sevisim leishav hachi. As if to say, Hashem is telling us, sit in the sukkah in order that you could realize that you're in the sukkah. So Rav Yafagav, the enyotz of the pshuta, the heck of an anyakovid, miudashim leledroshim. Havah the poshup shan, the poshup means just ledoiros, you should remember that there was an anyakovid in the midbar. We're also dashing in the poshup to say that when you're sitting in the sukkah, you have to realize, you have to see the schach. You have to remember the schach. Now what's wrong if it's more than 20 amas high? The klal is that lamala meyeskri mamma, the Gemara says, einodem yodeya shadar basukkah. If the schach is more than 20 yamas high, you don't realize you're in the sukkah now. You don't see the schach. Why? Mishum de la sholta bayeno. Because normally your eyesight, you don't start looking up. You don't see something above you 20 yamas high. It's too tall. Avad, you could look up and see it. But a normal way, the way you turn around and see, normal sight, you only see what's doing up until 20 yamas. When it's more than 20 yamas high, you don't realize it. Shrash la sholta bayeno. Sheinu royes a schach. The sukkah hain a schach kishma, like Rashi said in the Mishnah. What does the Torah mean by sukkah? What's called the sukkah? The schach. That you have tzeil, you have the shade inside, that's called the schach. So you have to be able to see what's causing the tzeil. The schach on top, you have to be able to see it. And if it's more than 20 yamas high, usually you don't see it, so therefore that's posel midiraisim. That's the way Rabba dashes this posel. And Pasha, the other man, Yerma, don't like this Rosha, because they said, we'll see you in a day, this posel is talking about stam. Make it the current ladaris that there was in Ananiya Kovit. Not like Rabbi says. Right. But this is Rabbi's Rosha. Rabbi Zera says differently. Rabbi Zera Omer Mehocha, from this posik. The posik in Yeshayahu, the sukkah tiyal etzel yoimam, a sukkah that should be for you, to protect you from the daytime, mechara from the heat. In other words, sukkah means there should be tzel. You should have shade from the sukkah. So we dash like, we hold like this. Ad etzker mama odem yoshev etzel sukkah. If the schach is not more than 20 yamas high, then you know why you have shade on the bottom? Because of the schach. The schach is what causes there to be shade on the bottom. That's what's protecting you from the sun, like this pasuk says. A sukkah is something that protects you from the sun. If the schach is more than 20 yamas above the ground, then we say, Ein adam yoshev etzel sukkah, even though on the bottom it's shady, but it's not considered the shade came from the schach, from the top covering, Elo betzel defanus. Rather, we say, where does the shade come from? From the walls. Since the walls are so high up, if you ask those tall walls, you know what blocks the sun from coming in? It's the walls that's blocking it, not the schach. And the pasuk says, what's called the sukkah? If the schach, the top part, has to stop the sun from coming in. Rashi, sukkah tiel etzel, mashma ain't schach el osu etzel. What's called the schach? What's called the sukkah? Only something that causes you to have shade. It has to protect you from the sun. So if it's more than 20 yamas high, then we say it doesn't protect you from the sun. I will soon speak out. But the Mormon lay Abaya. So Abaya said like this, Ela meyatev, that's the side of a sukkah, that the schach has to protect you from the sun. It's the schach that causes the sun not to come in. What's going to be? What's going to be if somebody makes a sukkah in the middle, in between two big mountains? Ashtaros Kenayim is a place, Rashi. A shnei horim gedolim, two big mountains. The Ashvela Benayim, there was a valley in between them. Since you have two big mountains on the two sides of you, there's no sun at all coming into the bottom valley. So what's going to be if you make your sukkah on the bottom, on the in beneath, in between two mountains? Is Hochi Namad Lehev a sukkah? You want to tell me in such a case a sukkah is possible? So some say maybe Enechanami, Paisa Zenu Porsche, no. How about in such a case the sukkah is too kosher? So it's a kosher according to you. So you see, you could have a sukkah even though the schach is not causing the shade. Or Malay, so he answered back Poshid. Reb Zeri answered back Poshid. Or Malay. Hossam over there in the case we have the mountains. Dal Ashtaros Kanayim Iketzel Sukkah. True. You know what's stopping the shade, the sun from coming in? The mountains. But if you would take away the mountains, what would stop the sun from coming in? The Schach. So since this is a Sukkah that's a roll to stop the sun from coming in, that's called a good Schach. Like in other words, there's nothing wrong if two things stop the sun. If the Schach and something else also stops the sun, that's good. But a koponim, they wouldn't have been for the mountains, the schach would also stop the sun from coming in. Then it's kosher. Abahocha, when the walls are more than 20 yamas tall, and you first have your roof above 20 yamas, then we say, dal defanis. If you take away your defanis, take away your walls, lek it sail, you won't have any shade at all. In other words, when the walls are so tall, even though you have a roof on top, that roof on top does not protect you from the sun. That is not what causes the shade on the bottom. What causes the shade on the bottom is only the walls. And if you take away the walls of the sukkah, that schach on top would not cause shade. So Rashi learns like this, Dal defanis, if you take away the sides, the walls, lek itzel sukkah. You would not have any shade of the sukkah. So Rashi, why? Shechama bo mitachte. That the sun sneaks in on the bottom. Nimsa shmo bottle. What's the whole side of a schach? That means something that causes shade. Now here, if the schach is 20 yamas high, even if you take away the walls, the sunlight would still come in on the bottom. So maisa on the bottom, you still have sun there, that's not called a schach. Now the Rishonim is the kash, the chura depends, what are we talking about, what part of the day? If we're talking about in the morning or evening, no matter how small the walls are, the thing that stops the sun from coming in is the walls, not the schach, because the sun is on the side. So what stops the sun from coming in? The walls. So the Chur of the Gemara has to be talking about like 12 o'clock in the afternoon. By midday, that's the time the sun is directly above. So then we say the sun goes straight down. Then it depends. If you have a schach there, so that's what stops the sun from coming in. That's called a good schach. So the Rashi asked the Kasha, so what's Pshat al Gemara then? The Chur, if the sun is straight above you, no matter how tall the schach is, let's say the schach is 100 feet high. L'churi, you know what causes the shade on the bottom? That's schach. The sun is straight above, and you have a schach here, so that causes the shade on the bottom. What do I care if it's more than 20 on the side? You say the shade comes from the walls. Why does it come from the walls? Why doesn't the sun stop it? So he says the Rashi Mataras is that we're not talking about Yomei Tishrei, Yomei Nisi, we're talking about Yomei Tishrei. That on Yomei Tishrei, even at 12 o'clock in the day, still the sun is not directly above, it's still a little bit on the side. So therefore, it would only be 20 yamas tall, it'd be the schach that causes the shade. But now that it's higher, it's not the schach that causes the shade. But Rashi's mashma a little bit different, and the Aruch HaNeir wants it in Masbim. Like Chura, the farther away something is, the smaller and smaller it gets. So in other words, if this schach is more so high up, it's so small up there that in the gate here, like Rashi says, the sun creeps in from the side. Like if you have it more than 20 feet high, well, 20 yamas is maybe 40 feet, 30 feet high. If you have this chach above there, let's say it's only 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. Since it's so high up, like Rashi's saying, it won't cause to have shade on the floor. Because by the time the sun comes to the floor, it creeps in from the side. Because something that's so far away from you is seen much smaller. In other words, it can't protect the sun from coming down. That's the mashma from Rashi. So the mindset of the tzchach is more than 20 yamas tall. It doesn't protect, doesn't stop the sun from coming in. That's not called tzchach. Therefore, it's possible. This is the pshat from Rava, that it asks in this pasuk in Yeshayahu, in Pshat Reb Zera, that the sukkah tilatzel. The tzchach has to be something that causes shade. Right, huh? For Rava says like this, Mehach, another pasuk. You have to live in the sukkah 7 days. Omra Torah, the Torah teaches us, tells us that kol shivas hayomim, all these 7 days, say midiras kva, go out of your house, your permanent living, v'shev midiras arai, and now go live into a temporary living. Go into the sukkah that's called the temporary living. That's the pshat from basukas teishvu shivas yom. You only live in there just 7 days. It's not a permanent living. It's a temporary living. So we hold like this. Ad eskra mama, if you have your walls up until 20 yamas tall, odem oisa dirosa dirasarai, it's possible to make the wall not so strong. Since it's only 20 yamas high, it'll stay up even though it's not so strong walls. That's called like a temporary building. Mashenke lamala mi eskra mama, once you make your walls more than 20 yamas high, is enodem oisa dirosa dirasarai. It's not possible to make those walls so simple or cave in. In order to make walls more than 20 yamas high, you have to make them very strong, the walls. Therefore, it becomes to diras kva, that's why the sukkah is possible. Ela diras kva, it's no more diras arai, it has to be a permanent living, and that's possible. So, omalei abayis abayis, back to Rava, lechura, ela meyatev, that's your svara, what's going to be, osa mechitza shabarzon. Let's say somebody makes a small sukkah, only 10 feet high, but imamish makes it from big walls he makes from barzon. Even though the Chura Basel, you could say it's Lavdavka. The only Chazanish the Chura has learned here Lavdavka. Chazanish learned, you know, that sukkah has to be held up by a maimid that's not Makabel Tumah. So maybe you can't use metal to hold up your sukkah. We're makel to say if you have a wood going across. But the Chazanish thinks about that. He holds what has to hold up the sukkah has to be from the floor. It has to be wood holding up. So here the Gemara says, the Chura, you make Mechitza Shabazel with Kashem. Chura means Lavdavka Shabazel. The Yikah the Gemara means, let's say you make very strong walls. What's going to be then? You can tell me a sukkah is puzzle. Like some people have Amish in the middle of their house. They have a regular house, and in the middle of the house, the roof opens up, and they make a sukkah there. So then the sukkah should be puzzled, because the mice of the walls you have for your sukkah are very strong walls. And we know not like that. So there's a kasha, and you rub them. You see, that's not what the Torah means. The Torah doesn't mean to say that if the walls are kavua, it's puzzle walls, because then how could you have strong walls smaller than 20 amis? So Amalei, Rav answered back like this. You know what I meant to say like this? This is what I meant to say. When the Torah says this shir of diras kfan, diras arai, it doesn't really mean the sukkah has to be only a temporary living. Avad, it could be also a kfan. It could be a permanent living. But the Torah is teaching us the shir. The Torah is saying, l'moshal, how high it can still be kosher. And the Torah is telling us, ad chafamam, up until 20 amas high, diyodamaisa dirasa diras arai, it's possible to make the walls 20 yamas high, and still there are only temporary walls, is kiyavad le diras kva, nami nothing. In other words, that's the shear. Up until 20 yamas, the sukkah is kosher. So even though now you make the walls, permanent walls, still it's kosher. Because the Torah doesn't really mean it has to be temporary. The Torah just means the shear. Up until how high is the walls possible to be temporary? Is it possible to be arai? Up until 20 yamas. So now up until 20 yamas, no matter how you make the walls, they're kosher. But lamal lamechok, once you make the walls more than 20 yamas high, is the other moisli rosa diras kva. It's not possible to make those walls to stay only diras arai, a temporary wall. It has to be made a permanent wall. So therefore, kiyovod le diras arai, even if somehow you're going to make a temporary wall, nami lenofik, still you're not yoitza. No, the Torah is like teaching us a shir, like Rashi says. Adesamam the other moisa, shap yadomi, devada yesh mechla kvarai, vreyoisa katera, viyakoch leekpidu teri al arai, Ella l'shem shir. That's what the Torah says. The sukkah should be an arai, temporary. It doesn't mean mamish temporary. It just means it should be the shir, the size. Lo says l'chor shir begoivam. The Torah is teaching us how tall could the walls be. That normal talking, those walls could stay up in a temporary manner. That's up until 20 amis. But once it goes more than 20 amis, usually it has to be in a permanent manner. So that the Torah says is possible. So these are a few different sheets we have, how you know sukkah l'malam mechof is possible. So now the Gemara has explained how come one doesn't hold from the other one. Gemara says, kula karaba, the other one didn't like Rabbi's first Torah that he says, l'man yedu d'arasechem, kibah sukkah sashafti,